Fisker was beginning to lose patience with Stringle, who was still dithering over a decision, afraid to commit himself.
If it was up to me, I'd join you right away, Captain Longtooth. But I've got to wait for Grunt.
The brown rat gave a strange gurgle and sat down. He swayed for a moment, then slumped forward, still in the sitting position. Fisker had witnessed sudden death many times. He immediately dropped flat, calling to his crew, who were waiting nearby.
Get down! We're being fired, son!
Every beast hugged the ground, waiting. After a while, it became apparent that no attack was being mounted. On his captain's command, the stout Patchy crawled across to inspect Stringle.
Dinner a cold stone, Captain. The arrow went right twixt his eyes. That's a fair bit of shooting from atop of those rocks.
The golden fox spat at Stringle's carcass.
Save me a job. I was going to slay him myself. That fool was holding things up. Right, Patchy, Dogleg, Ragchin and Jungo, get round to those brown rats. Tell them Captain Stringle wants a word with him.
Jungo looked at Stringle's slumped form.
But, Captain, that un can't say a word to any fish no more.
Vizca fixed the dull-witted weasel with a deadly smile.
Aye, and you won't either, if you don't do like I says.